You're still the reigning until they give out these awards in a few weeks. So I'm always proud to mention that for you. All right, sir. Do you think all of the Panthers' work is done?
I do. For the quarterback position and the number one pick, I do. I've had people tell me that these aren't people in the building, but right. high-ranking officials for other teams that were on the pro day circuit with the Panthers, that they felt like this was pretty wrapped up at the end of the pro days and that the Panthers had zeroed in on Bryce Young at that point. Now, did they still have some other things to wrap up, so to speak? Yeah. They were bringing each of those guys in for top 30 visits, for instance. And, Bryce Young and Anthony Richardson came in last week. And then on Tuesday of this week, Will Levis and C.J. Stroud came in on the same day, which I thought kind of was telling in its own self
that right.
neither of them got their own day. But I think all of us early on in the process were trying to connect the dots to a big quarterback because that's Frank Reich's history.
Right.
And I'm as guilty of it as anyone. And I think maybe we were overlooking what a special player that Bryce Young is. And I've had multiple people tell me, even at the beginning, like on March 10th, when they made this trade with Chicago, that Bryce Young was the type of quarterback you traded up for. But the size is an issue, and it will always be an issue, unless or until Bryce Young, proves he can play at a high level and stay healthy, much like Russell Wilson has done. I guess I should have known this, Adam. I looked up Russell's numbers a few days ago. He's played in 173 of a possible 178 games. And in the postseason, he's played the equivalent of another season of 16 games of playoff games. And so Russell's built a little thicker than Bryce Young. But, it's about as close as a comparison, in addition to Kyler Murray, that we can get to in modern times.
You know what's interesting, though, about Russell Wilson? And I watched him play in college here until he decided he wanted to play at Wisconsin after, well, we don't have to get into the whole story with Tom O'Brien, but it's it's not nefarious. Maybe more so with Russell than it is with Tom. But Russell didn't take a lot of big shots. And I think the same thing, and I've only watched Bryce Young play for two college seasons, I don't see him taking a lot of big hits. The only time he got hurt was when he was trying to scramble for extra yards and he got hit on the sidelines. But he has not he's been sacked, but he has not really taken big hits. And if anything prepares you for life in the National Football League, it's playing against SEC defenses, however many times he has in his career. We talked to his high school coach yesterday, and that was an eye-opening conversation because the stuff that we see from Bryce Young is the modern NFL quarterback is that what do you do when everything falls apart around you? And his coach was like, he did that in high school. He just made stuff happen, not running, throwing, when everything broke down. And we let him freelance. They actually let him do all of those things all the way back to modern day in L.A.
Yeah, it's interesting. A couple things on that. One, that injury you referred to at Alabama on the sideline, it wasn't even like a big shot. It was him being sort of tripped up and putting his left hand down to brace himself on the fall and jamming up and spraining his non-throwing shoulder. So he has, I think it was at the owners' meetings in Phoenix about a month ago that Frank Reich was saying, look, there isn't a ton, it's not a big sample size of guys. It's not. But I thought Frank Reich made an interesting point. It might be apples and oranges, but to your point about Bryce sort of being a little slippery and not taking the huge direct shots, Frank Reich compared that. He made the analogy to Barry Sanders. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, Bryce isn't as small as Sanders and plays a different position, obviously. But he does, when you watch the tape, like, I think, and you talk to scouts, like, if guys get their hands on him, big guys, I mean, that he's going, like, he's going to face in the NFL, like he did it in the SEC, he's not going to, like, break free of tackles the way Cam Newton did. Like, it's just, that's not going to happen. But I think he's the kind of guy who will duck under sacks and step aside sacks. Doesn't mean he's never going to get hit. He's going to. And you, if a big guy, 320-pound defensive tackle, lands on him, Scott Fitter and Frank Reich and everyone else in that building are going to be holding their breaths. Because I think it's the weight and the frame, yeah, more going kind of width-wise rather than height-wise, that is the concern. Because he weighed in, it'll forever say 204 pounds on his combine bio and maybe in the back of his football card. But I think his more natural weight as of now is around 195. Can he gain the 15 or so pounds that Russell has over the years? Maybe. I thought it was interesting this week, and then I'll shut up and let you ask your next question. But I had asked Scott Fitter something about Bryce Young. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember I don't remember what the exact question was. But it was this. It was about the weight rather than the height. And it was telling his answer, because he basically laid out the plan they have for Bryce Young when, probably more so than if, he's the pick at number one.
Yeah. And the things that I have heard from Fitter about nutrition and all of that, like, here's been my stance on this all along. If C.J. Stroud were as good a quarterback as Bryce Young is, this is not a knock on C.J. Stroud, because I think he can be a good pro. If he was as good as Bryce Young is at playing the position, this conversation would have been over a long time ago.
Yep.
And if Bryce Young were taller, the Chicago Bears would have never traded the pick.
That's absolutely well said, my friend.
So, all right, let me get one more thing in here for you, Joe Person from The Athletic, covers the Panthers. Pick number 39. They're picking the second round. What do you think they're looking at there? Obviously, it will be depending on who's still left, but what do you think their druthers would be? And do you think there's a chance they trade back to kind of recoup some of the draft capital they had to give up?
I'll take the second question first. I don't think they're going to trade back. Scott Fitter has said this to me at the owners' meetings. He thinks the sweet spot, the kind of the second sweet spot in this draft, presumably after number one, is between 20 and 45. And he's pretty good at looking at this. That was something that John Schneider was very good at Seattle, because they would trade back a lot. And they would see this kind of the second tier. And so no, I think they're going to stay put at 39. Fitter will trade some picks at some point in this draft, either going up, going back, but right. I don't think it'll be a 39. I have been trying to talk into existence a tight end, because I'm a big tight end proponent, and I remember when Cam Newton was drafted number one overall in 2011, they had not just Greg Olsen, but Jeremy Shockey.
Yep.
And both of those guys, Jeremy Shockey's numbers were much better that year than I remember. Like, they were almost identical to Olsen.
Yep.
However, I think they're going to end up, I mean, Fitter keeps mentioning edge rusher. I don't think it's a smokescreen. It's the one position they haven't really addressed in free agency. They need someone opposite Brian Burns in this new 3-4 scheme that Avero is going to install or has installed. And so maybe B.J. Ojulari out of LSU. That there will be a decent, better than decent, they hope, edge rusher available at 39. I bet that's going to be the direction they go.
I agree with you, but I also agree with the tight end love. They do have two other tight ends, Ian Thomas and Tommy Trimble, both on the roster. So they already have three tight ends
right.
when you add Hayden Hurst. But I agree, if one of those top tight ends is still there at 39, yeah. it's going to be very tempting to snag one of them.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think, I like the kid at, where was it? It's Washington State or Oregon State, the Musgrave kid.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. There's a 6'7" kid at Old Dominion. It's an interesting group. And they may feel it is deep enough that they can wait. It won't be any of these guys, you know, like at the potential, or at least the where these guys, the guys we're mentioning now are sitting. But they may feel like they can take a third-day flyer on a tight end with upside. So, and I think somewhere they got to get another wide receiver, too. Like, listen, DJ Shark was signed to 1 year. Adam Thielen's going to be 33 in August. I think they need to go get another wide receiver at some point in this draft.
Agreed. You and I are on the same page, Joe Person. That's why we have such a great relationship. I appreciate your time, man. Enjoy.
You got it, man.
enjoy the draft.
Hang in there with your Canes coverage, and have a great weekend, brother.
Hey, thank you very much. All right, talk to you, Joe.
All right.
Bye.
See you.